This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back in the studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, and phones are open as they always are. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio here tonight. Again, the number for you if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We had a caller, Jerome, called and brought a story to our attention, which is kind of one of the things you can do here on Free Talk Live is it's open phones, which means that if there's a story you want to hear about, you can call in and bring it up. He brought up the story of Jalen Walker, a 25-year-old who's been shot over 60 times, apparently, by police in Akron, Ohio. And he was completely unarmed in this particular case. There has been apparently some sort of video footage released, but even by the claims of the police chief himself, it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot to go on in that footage. So, of course, it's going to come down to just believing what the police say. The eight cops who shot this man to death, even apparently shooting him while he's on the ground dying, because that's what happens when you shoot somebody 60 times. They can only stay standing for so long. They're going to end up on the ground, and the police apparently just continued shooting. So we can talk about that, but let's go to your calls and thoughts here first. We got Jill on the line in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I think that this notion, this recent ruling by the Supreme Court that police have no obligation to protect citizens will eventually go the way of Plessy versus Ferguson. It makes no more sense than that.
Well, let me clarify something. That ruling that you're referring to, that police have no obligation to protect, is not a recent ruling per se. It's a ruling that has been ruled again and again over decades. Hmm. So those cases go back many, many years.
I mean, the police were just created to...
covenant between the citizen and the government there.
Well, the thing is, there is no covenant, and that's the whole point of the ruling. The ruling basically says that police have no obligation to protect people, and so therefore, if there ever was a covenant, which is, of course, what people, you know, if you look at the definition of a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. The idea of citizenship was a reciprocal agreement. And so what the Supreme Court is saying here is that if there ever was such a thing, it doesn't exist anymore because we have no obligation to protect you. So therefore, if there's no obligation to protect, how can there be any kind of duty on the so-called citizen side to obey?
Yeah, but this is totally ridiculous and outrageous. I don't think the people of this nation will stand for it.
Well, they have for all these years.
Yeah, they've stood for it for decades. I mean, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, this is nothing new.
I mean, look at what people did in the last 2 years with this COVID thing. Look at all they stood for there. They bent right over for all the COVID restrictions. Oh, yeah, you want me to wear two masks? Sure. I'll just do whatever it is you say, officer.
Well, and there are still so many people who justify the existence of the police force because, well, we need something. You know, what if somebody, you know, they give all of these examples, but to me, I don't think anything can be worse than what we have right now. I would rather have nothing than have the police as they are now.
People are just completely afraid of the unknown. They know this horrible tyranny, mm-hmm. and they think, well, it would just be chaos if we didn't have this horrible tyranny.
It's caused by public education, I think. That's what's ruined the citizens in this country.
That I will absolutely agree with you on. I mean, that's the whole point of so-called public education is to brainwash people into believing in the state and being...
the legitimacy of the state.
Yep, and being little, you know, robots, basically, that their job is essentially to plug into the system and never question it. Never go beyond the left and the right paradigm and just plug in and stay that way for their entire lives and pay taxes the whole time until they die. Go ahead. What was that, Jill?
I went through public school. I hated it by the time I finished fifth grade. they wondered why I didn't want to go to college, and I couldn't go. I went to a business school. They called itself a college for a few months, and then it took bankruptcy and closed down. And I was rather glad.
Nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had a similar experience where school was an awful time for them for various different reasons. And they wised up, thankfully, and said, you know what, I can just do my own thing. I don't need to go through this arbitrary system in order to succeed in life. Of course, there have been plenty of examples of tremendous success stories, people who avoided going to college. Jill, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. While I wish that it was, you know, I wish I could agree with her that Americans are just going to see all of the problems and they're going to wake up and they're going to do something about it. There's just no evidence for that.
It's what I believed in 2020, in June 2020, after the George Floyd thing, when people first started getting really mad about it, and I first got like an invitation to go to a rally that was advertised to me as a anti-police, abolish the police rally. I was like, oh, heck yeah, I can get behind that. I showed up, and it was completely not that. It was all about Black Lives Matter. And, I mean, not that I obviously don't think the Black Lives don't matter. It was just that it was all of a sudden when I arrived, it was like co-opted by the organization Black Lives Matter. They were saying nothing about abolishing the police. It was just like completely unorganized. Anyways, I believed for a short amount of time that people were actually mad enough to abolish the police and everything. And it was so quickly co-opted into something that made no sense. Oh, actually, we just want to defund the police. Like, just stupid stuff like that. Well, it was immediately watered down.
And people have very short, I hate to generalize, but a lot of people have very short memories.
Yeah.
They're easily distracted.
Did you say something?
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
But yeah, and I think also, not to get off topic, but I think things like TikTok are just feeding into that, like, ADHD mentality where it's, you know, you have like 15-second frames, and then that's it. And I find a lot of younger people are more okay with that because maybe they grew up with more of that.
Sure.
But I find most people that are in their 40s and their 50s that I talk to, they're like, I just can't enjoy TikTok because there's no real resolution. It's just 15 seconds isn't enough, but it seems like the younger generations are starting to, like, almost like their brains are different from maybe whatever they're doing school or, you know, just being exposed to technology so young.
Right, and having grown up with, as you point out, TikTok, and before that, remember there was something called Vine, which was a 6-second.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, it's over, right? Like, it didn't work out for them, but for a long time, that wasn't very popular. Yeah, I think it was Vine was 6 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Was the maximum. Now, I don't think there is, you mentioned 15 seconds, but I don't think TikTok has,
I think they go up to, like, a couple minutes or something.
Yeah,
I feel like
I've seen,
it started off something like 15 or 30.
And then they expanded it.
But still, a lot of TikToks are just, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can make it as short as you want.
Well, and it's just move on to the next thing. Haha, move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Be angry about this. Move on to the next thing.
And for a little while, Bonnie was doing some Free Talk Live stuff on TikTok.
I'm sorry, I just forgot about it.
It's okay. Anyway, for a little while it was happening, and we looked at the statistics of who's watching these things. And of course, it's mostly younger people, and most of them are dropping out after 15 or 20 seconds.
Like,
20 seconds was about the maximum that you could keep somebody's attention. And of course, obviously, we're a long-form talk show, so I mean, even a clip of the show is 30 seconds or
at
a minute
least,
or something like that, and it's just like, that's just not going to play.
Well, and I think this was very intentional. Yeah, I don't think it was a mistake that people are starting to develop these short-track minds and low attention spans. I think this was deliberately done.
It benefits the powers that be, right?
It's easier to control people, and it's hard to learn things.
How could you
in
possibly,
15-second increments, you know?
How could you possibly read a book if you have no long-term attention span?
Oh, like, young people aren't into reading, are they?
No way.
Yeah.
Probably not. You don't have to read anymore. They have movies.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in on all that, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I really wish I could agree with Jill, though, that Americans are going to all of a sudden start to care about the police not having any obligation to protect. And certainly, you know, police shooting somebody who's innocent 60 times is going to get people into the streets. There are people, I'm not saying there aren't people who care. There obviously are people that are concerned with these issues. But it doesn't seem to matter the amount of outrage or whatever. The system is so set in its ways, and it is not going to change just because people are mad about it. And they know how to get through this stuff. We'll talk more about it. You can share your thoughts with us. Bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Cryptocurrency prices have been down quite a bit in the last few months. Certainly not record lows or anything like that. It's about what it was a couple of years ago. Right now, the Bitcoin price is about 19,200 and change. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency, it might be a good time to start looking into it. You can go to bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. They've got introductory videos that will explain to you Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, two of the more popular cryptos out there. But bitcoin.com allows you to buy more than just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. If you're interested in getting involved in cryptocurrency, you can get started at bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, they got you covered over there at their news site. Every single day, there's fresh content at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been discussing the police and them killing yet another unarmed person. 60 shots fired into the body of a 25-year-old black man, a gentleman named
Jalen Walker.
Thank you, Jalen Walker. And he obviously did not survive that. We're going back to your calls and thoughts here. David is on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was going to raise an issue as I heard you talking about the abandonment of America, so to speak. I was going to out here in California, in San Francisco specifically, there's one of the most profitable of the Catholic churches up near Cathedral Hill on Van Ness. When the sex scandals got started, or started to be exposed here in San Francisco, that church was basically shut down. It was one of the most profitable, it was one of the most popular of the Catholic churches, but they were going to shut it down specifically to pay off the financial costs of the of the sex scandals, mm-hmm. the child abuse cases, and it was just like a pure case of killing the goose that laid the golden egg. This was one of the wealthiest parishes in San Francisco, and they were going to shut down the actual church just to pay off the sex crimes.
Were sex crimes going on in that church, or do you just mean throughout the world in the Catholic churches?
Well, there was a Monsignor. If you look it up, Monsignor Greenlaw, and he's a whole case in his cell in his own right, because he was the West Coast representative for Opus Dei. And if you're familiar with Opus Dei, they are they're the whips and chains kind of, the worst example of the Catholic Church comes out in Opus Dei. And he was basically stealing parish money and putting it into, I think he owned six different apartment buildings. And they weren't going to prosecute him because Opus Dei was very involved in blackmail. And what I was going to lead up to, I personally am not abandoning America because of these creeps. By abandoning our birthright, we would be giving up America's. I don't want America to be seen as a bait and switch constitution.
That already happened.
Well, it may have happened, but it doesn't need to continue to happen.
What do you mean by our birthright?
Well, I'll give you an example in Tennessee law that just happened July 1st. July 1st, a new law kicked in Tennessee that said that homeless people can't use the commons. And if they're caught sleeping on the commons, they can go to prison for 6 years, and they would then lose their right to vote. Now, I take it that part of the birthright of an American is that if you're not convicted of crimes, you have the right to vote. And if somebody comes up with a law that says you cannot use the sidewalks, you can't use the streets, you can't use the waters of America, those are our birthright. And we the people own that. And the Koch
this
brothers,
is one of the problems with public property is the commons are supposedly owned by everyone. And so I do agree with you that if such a concept is going to exist, people should be allowed to be there without any kind of penalty. But, of course, the problem is that even though no one owns it, and everyone owns it, no one owns it, right? So, like, there's this weird dichotomy going on where ultimately it's the people who call themselves government that do end up setting whatever arbitrary rules, and it sounds like Tennessee set some rules that you don't like, that ultimately they get to decide, and their men with the guns are going to come and enforce those things. I had a whole story in show prep for weeks, so I just never ended up getting to it, about how a lot of liberal cities have been cracking down on homeless people, which is, of course, not what you expect from liberal cities, but that has been happening. But the whole idea, you mentioned the term abandonment of America, David, and I don't think any of us use that term on the air, so I'm just curious as to what that means.
Well, it was, I was using the example in the theocracy angle with the Catholic Church, where all of the parishioners of the Catholic Church that used to go to that specific church basically fled the Catholic Church. They had given legacies, they had tithed to it, they had developed it, they had put together all sorts of programs for decades.
What does that have to do with America?
He's saying that they... Well, got rid of the goose that laid they threw the baby out with the bathwater, right, David? Isn't that what you're saying?
Along those lines. It's an America, again, you know, if it was a tough battle to get rid of a king, and it was a tough battle to come up with a constitution, it's going to be a never-ending battle to model that constitution to constantly improve our lives. We pledge our lives to basically improve the lot of all Americans.
But I didn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't do that. And I don't want to live in a never-ending battle when we could instead break up the country and move to places where we feel that the laws are more in line with how we want to live our lives. Why would I want to live fighting a never-ending battle? Just like you said, it's... never ending. It's never going to ever be, oh, the Constitution now pleases every single person, every 350 million people in the United States. That's never going to happen. It sounds like a horrible idea, and it has failed.
Have you ever heard of the social contract?
I have heard of that, and it doesn't exist. I never signed anything. And for a contract to exist, I would have had to agree to it and know about it and sign it.
If you go to the gas station and you want to buy a certain amount of gallons of gas, do you have a guarantee that they are selling you real gallons, or are they fixing the meters to make sure that they're really selling you?
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, it seems completely wrong.
Hang on, David. I'll let you answer that question coming up here in a moment. Is he going to say that we need the government to measure a gallon? Is that what he's going to say? The number is 603-283-6160. That's why we need all these wars. That's why we need this massive federal government. 603-283-6160. And does he support our rights to leave?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defending the president's tweet, National Security Council Director John Kirby doubled down on President Biden's tweet calling on gas stations to lower their prices at the pump.
If everybody cooperates on this, we could bring the price down at least by about a dollar a gallon. So he's working very, very hard to do this because he knows the impact that high gas prices have on the American household.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The average gas station, after all is said and done, makes about 2 cents per gallon in profit. According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. Last year on July 3rd, it was $3.13 a gallon. Inflation continuing to hit the grocery store. If you're having a July 4th cookout, ground beef is up 16%. You're listening to USA Radio News. Officials are urging people to use caution and warning about the dangers of fireworks this 4th of July. A Chicago fire department official saying accidents can happen to anyone.
I've seen children lose fingers. I've seen adults lose their heads. The sad reality is that all fireworks are dangerous.
Doctors say fireworks injuries are a 100% preventable epidemic. To stay safe, the American Red Cross recommends keeping water nearby in case of a fire, wearing eye protection, and never trying to relight a dud. The head of the U.S. Supreme Court police is asking state officials in Maryland and Virginia to enforce local laws prohibiting protests outside justices' homes. Gail Curley sending letters to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Montgomery County Executive Mark Ehrlich on Friday to make the request. So far, no response from the governor or the county executive. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday show. Phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie and Nikki.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Archives exist there, and they go back for many years. You can click and download as many as you like. You can also subscribe via our RSS feeds, a.k.a. podcasts. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to those there. You can plug our podcast into your favorite podcast client, and you can also use some of the big names. They're all linked over there at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. I think we still have David on the line in California. David brought up this idea of the so-called social contract and says he supports people continually fighting with one another to try to make a better America or something like that. And, David, I think, Bonnie, you were pointing out to him that you never signed this so-called social contract. You've never even been presented with the contract that you could in any way review, correct?
Correct.
David, what were you saying about that?
I don't appreciate your mischaracterizing what I said.
Okay, go ahead and correct me then.
If it was a battle to get rid of a king, and then the next plateau we reached was to come up with a constitution that the founding fathers agreed on, and that bound together 13 states so that they would be able to do commerce within each other within the 13 states. And then
I got to stop you right there. None of that was necessary. None of that was the only way that society would be able to go on. You're acting like we needed these founding fathers to create the ability for markets in the United States to be able to trade with each other. Nobody ever needed the Constitution to do that. All you need is, I have this stuff, you have that stuff, let's trade, and the ability to travel. It doesn't make any sense. We never needed anyone's permission. We have the natural right to do anything that isn't wrong.
Well, as you may be aware, women were basically written out of the Constitution. So the fight to include women took 100-and-something years to actually give you the right to vote.
Another reason I never need to ever listen to any of the things that the founding fathers say. They weren't even talking to me. And I don't care if later some people went and amended it. It's a completely useless document that has either allowed the tyranny we have today, or it was powerless to present it.
Prevent it.
And either way, it's unfit to exist.
You just
according to Lysander Spooner.
Okay. Just sit
wow.
Oh, wow. So you really
okay.
Yeah,
the next part of the social contract, say like the alphabet, that's part of the social contract. You don't sign on to it.
That is not part of the social contract. I could decide to stop using it, but I just wouldn't because it's part of the language that I speak. That has nothing to do with I need to have a King Joe Biden telling the gas stations to drop the prices of their gas on Twitter because he doesn't understand what markets is and I have to live under his rule. That has nothing to do with the alphabet.
How about numbers? Are numbers, do they mean something? One, two, three,
you're using
four,
the same exact
five.
Thing, just different
That's
examples, and it has nothing to do
contract.
With the government. It's not part of the social contract.
Well, maybe you better get a little learning. Because
get a little learning. Oh, yeah, I need to.
Social contract.
Did you go to public school in California, one of the worst public school?
Would you consider yourself a misogynist?
Social contract is what we all agree.
No, it's
but
not.
We didn't.
I mean, everybody doesn't agree. I mean, obviously, everybody doesn't agree. You wouldn't think that we were all arguing to fight for the Constitution to mean whatever you want it to mean if everyone agreed. That
David,
doesn't make sense.
David, she told you earlier she never agreed to it, and you just ignore that. You don't care.
You don't care what other people, the way other people want to live your life. That's basically like the same thing a rapist would say.
Not only are you showing your ignorance by not even studying what the social contract is,
David, where do we get a copy of it?
It's been written about since the Magna Carta.
Have you ever studied contract law?
Look, and then, Bonnie, you make a good point. You have to, in contract law, you have to be presented with the agreement. You have to agree to it. You have to sign on to it. This doesn't even exist, David. It's just in your head. It is just an excuse that people like you use to justify violence against other human beings. That's all this is. And what I want to know from you, David, is do you believe that... David, I have a question for you.
Hundreds of years, and you're pretending
you're
smart.
There were people writing about the Earth being flat for hundreds of years, so I don't really think that means something is true.
I just have a question. Will you allow the people of, say, New Hampshire to go their own way, go their separate way, or the people of Texas, to say goodbye to the United States and do their own thing, say peaceful secession, or do you think that violence should be used against those people?
Well, those are two crappy sides of the coin. The fact of the matter is...
To you.
You're Ayn Rand.
What's the answer, though? What's the answer to the question?
Have you ever heard of Coke suckers? You know, Charles Koch, who made his...
What does that have to do with the question I asked you?
Because libertarians are from the Koch family. Koch suckers.
That's stupid.
You're just calling names.
He hasn't answered a question.
Well, yeah, and I want to get him to answer the question. I don't think he will, but you're just calling names at this point, David. So do you have an actual answer to the question?
You're not making any logical example.
Are you going...
He wasn't trying to present an example. He's asking you a question, and you can't answer it.
I just want to... can you answer this question? Are you going to allow people to leave the United States, the state of... Fill in the blank. Texas, New Hampshire, whatever. Or are you going to advocate that the military invade and use violence against those people?
When you say leave, adios. You can leave the country
anytime
you want.
No. It's called secession. It's where the people of New Hampshire vote to say goodbye to the United States. They don't physically go somewhere. They are saying we're dissolving these political bands. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're cowards.
I don't care what you think. Are you going to use violence against us? Are you going to support violence being used against your neighbors who are saying we are quitting this union?
So what percentage of the New Hampshire population do you think would agree with you?
For this example, let's say 100%, because that's not relevant. The question
is
if we did vote...
That is relevant.
Okay, then 100%.
It would take at least two-thirds to vote on a constitutional amendment to leave the United States in New Hampshire.
This is kind of a yes or no question.
What do you bet it's more than 2%?
So you don't want to answer the question.
He doesn't want to answer the question because it'll make him look like a tyrant rapist. I mean, no different than a rapist, no different than a murderer, somebody who is willing to hurt someone because they don't want to do something that he wants them to do. In this case, it's agree to whatever his interpretation of the Constitution is.
You think you're little rebels, but the fact of the matter is you don't even know what a social contract is.
Yeah, you're right. I've never read it. And I asked you for an example of where I could find it, and you refused to provide it. You just go rambling.
You don't even know what a contract is, obviously. Do you know what the word contract actually means?
Do you want to be cheated?
Huh?
That's what secession is.
How?
I got in an argument.
Because we'd be missing out on our birthright of the federal effing government.
I want my birthright.
Yeah, you see, you don't understand here, David, is there's a bunch of people that are sick and tired of this union. And the idea of continuing this union is going to become less and less popular over time. And you can sit there and stamp your feet about it, and you can ignore what's actually happening out here. And you can say, oh, it's only 2%. Well, we don't have the numbers yet, but there is going to be a poll that's being conducted in, I believe, 8 different states. I think California might be one of them. And so I'm looking forward to getting the results of this poll. We don't have it yet, but our friend Alu Axelman from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, they're putting this thing together. And so there's going to be 8 states where they're going to actually ask people how they feel about independence. And this is a pop. This is an idea that as time has come again, it needs to happen on a. It needs to happen at least somewhere in the United States. And then once it happens in one place, it's going to happen elsewhere. And the fact is, David doesn't want to answer the question honestly because he's not an honest person. I thank you for the call tonight. He doesn't want to admit that he is willing to advocate for violence to keep his precious union together, that he believes we've all agreed to under some ridiculous concept of a social contract that no one has ever seen or been presented with. At least that's alive today. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We have our own social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show there. We run the server. It's not some big corporate mega tech corporation that's doing that. It's just us. And so you got a little more freedom to express yourself there at social.freetalklive.com. We did pull up this officer footage, by the way, of the man that was shot 60-plus times by approximately 8 officers in what is just a brutal execution of a man who had no weapon on him. We can tell you a little bit more about that coming up here in moments. But Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Girls, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Welcome back to Snivelization.
Thank you.
Yeah, the White Mountains, it sounds like a good place to be. It's kind of peculiar. We got Porcupine Mountains in northern Michigan.
Oh, wow. That's funny. I didn't know that.
No.
That would be great of a name for the White Mountains. But,
for sure.
It's so beautiful up there. It was my first time going up there. I was only there one day, but, wow, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, really, it really is a great special place. Rogers Campground, of course, is open, you know, the whole season. So folks who heard about us talking about the campground over the last couple of weeks, you got plenty of opportunity to get up here before they close it down for the wintertime. In fact, Nikki, there is the Woo Fest coming up.
Yep.
in August. What's the website for that? Do you know?
LightAndLibertyFestival.com.
All right, yeah, check that out if you are into that. You'll probably have a good time. But what were you calling about tonight, Major?
All right. Ian, you kept me on hold for damn near an hour and a half. I'm going to run the trifecta right quick. You let Jerome steal my thunder. I was going to inform you that was why Akron had their fireworks removed the 4th of July was negated in Akron, Ohio, because of the protests over the shooting.
Okay.
And 60 bullet count?
At least.
That's damn near what they pulled out of Clyde Barrow when he was killed by the cops. I mean, we're talking Bonnie and Clyde warfare here.
Wow.
And this kid was running away.
He was.
He looked over his shoulder when they unleashed on him. I mean, if you're hit 3 times in one side, damn right you're going to spin around.
Yeah.
That video is all foolishness. They kept him standing up for 30 seconds just with the impact of the bullets. That was heinous.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. And, you know, it's dark out. It's impossible to actually tell what's happening in this footage. So, you know, it's, again, just the word of the police is that, oh, they were scared for their lives.
You can see, police officers, they're closer to the guy they're shooting, but why aren't we seeing those videos off that guy?
There's 8 videos on this, so you get all of it. And it's all just completely impossible to talk. Go ahead now.
The traffic. You guys were talking about the nudity and the absurdity of it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival with these frisbee boys.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how many complaints there would have been if it had been a pack of 9 well-endowed wood nymphs running through the timber, right?
That's a good point.
So you're talking about if it was females?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that they would still complain because the conservatives are the ones we're talking about here, and they get upset at nudity, period.
I think they'd complain, but one of the things you guys didn't cover was there was a man saying that the guys walking around were, I don't even know if I can say it on the radio, but a thing that only happens to men that was visible.
Yeah.
Yes. They were saying that.
That's what the claim was.
That's what the claim was, and it doesn't seem likely. It sounds like something a conservative was like, oh, I know it will make it seem worse, but...
You know what happened? First, it was like, they're naked, and then he didn't have a good argument because people are allowed to be naked there, so then he had to up it, and then he had to create this fabricated story and add more and more details just to prove his point, is basically what was happening there.
All right, let's get to the tale of the trifecta here. I think it was Jeffersonville or Jefferson City, Jefferson something in Indiana. There's a funeral home that was busted with 31 rotting bodies.
This
was so bad, that's how they got busted, is by us. The smell hit a walker by.
Oh, God.
What did they get busted for? Just not burying things? Or?
Just not burying, maybe not even embalming properly. By regards to the stink factor, but there was one woman I heard that she said she sent her brother to this place 6 months ago and could not get a response on, you know, any of the funeral arrangements, or I don't know if it was supposed to be a cremation or whatever.
That's odd.
But this is just harvesting money and letting the bodies get ate by the man.
That's
really horrifying.
There's evidently no respite even in death here anymore, dude.
Wow. Major, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts on those issues. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I will say this about Jaylen Walker, who definitely did not need to die in a hail of gunfire like this. But it is weird. Like, there are some weird things about this. He does bail out of this car from the passenger side. The car is still rolling as the police get out of their cruisers and attempt to kind of surround this guy as they're shouting at him. It's very profane. We can't play it on the air. But, you know, F, stop the F, this and that. And he proceeds to exit the car that he was driving from the passenger side.
Oh, so that's weird.
The car's still moving.
How could he possibly unload a gun, set it down, crawl over the seat and get out that door? It doesn't make any sense. In like, you know, a second. It doesn't make any sense.
In seconds,
while still driving, it didn't really make any sense. And I wondered the same thing while watching it.
It's
didn't
bizarre.
Make sense to get out the passenger side, as in like, oh, it's further away from the cops. There were cops right there on the passenger side, so it didn't seem strategic.
And he is wearing a balaclava, so like that's pretty clear in the video. They didn't put that on his head, so what a strange set of circumstances. The police allege that a shot was fired during the car chase. There's scant evidence for this. There's apparently a gunshot that they say can be heard in the video of the officers chasing him. They claim some sort of a flash is visible.
It looks like something shown off the car, like in the
like
video that I saw.
Looks
like a reflection. It was on all the cars.
It's from very far away. It's like one of the road cameras that they happen to have footage of this guy. So, like, that's weird. And then, like you said, Bonnie, why did this guy... And again, maybe he's obviously not acting like a sane person, so there's that. But why did he take a handgun that he has ostensibly already shot at the police with out the car window, unload the magazine from the gun, leave them on the front seat of the car, bail out while it's still rolling.
Out the passenger side.
Out the passenger side. He's surrounded by cops on both sides of the car, so it's not like he had an advantage,
yep.
I would say, by getting out of that side. But maybe he did. Maybe it made it easier for him to run away, or yeah. At least he perceived.
There's a lot of strange things about this story, and I think there's a lot of details that aren't being shared that mm-hmm. we'll probably never find out.
It could have been that he was just scared for the reason why he ran, but it also could have been that somebody else was in the car and that's being covered up for some reason. Cops lie about everything every day.
Yeah, it just seems like there's more to this story that mm-hmm. we're just not going to find out.
Yeah, it's hard to know what the truth is here. You know, we've heard that this young guy doesn't have a criminal record. At least that's what Jerome said when he called in about it earlier. I have not seen anything about it. They're not saying, you know, if there was a criminal record for this gentleman, they would certainly be pointing that out when the police were making their press releases about this. And they don't have that, right? Because if they had it, they'd put it right out there on, you know, paragraph number one. This person went to prison for violent, you know,
yeah.
crimes. There's
yeah.
nothing like that. So why... Why does he have a balaclava? I mean, it's not illegal to have a balaclava, but it certainly is weird. A balaclava is essentially a face mask that covers your entire head with just the eye holes, basically, and maybe a mouth hole on it.
Oh, COVID. Ski mask.
Like a ski mask,
thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of COVID.
No, because it wouldn't cover your mouth. There's usually a cutout to be able to breathe out of it. It's also, I presume this is a recent
Well, maybe he
shooting.
Got a medical exemption and he was allowed to cover his nose but not his mouth.
I don't know about that, but it's again
right,
fairly
it's totally normal to cover your face suddenly in society. That's all I'm pointing out.
Yeah, it's not very normal to wear a balaclava, and I presume this is a recent shooting. I mean, I guess this probably just happened fairly recently, but I don't know exactly when.
Jerome said today, but
no, they released the video on today, so it happened at some other point. The number here, if you want to join us, it's 603-283-6160. Coming up, people are upset about the latest Barbie doll. She's the Yoga Barbie. And Christian so-called influencers believe that it might be the devil's doing. We'll
oh, I'm
tell
sure.
you about that coming up here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.